to yard.
Yard K, 5WLO. Good afternoon, Tom.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm heading to the American Legion Post right now. I'm just about there. Just got out of church a little bit ago.
Good and interesting. I just got a letter from them yesterday. I get them all the time from different ones. But, I belong to the DAV, and that's enough.
On our post, sir.
Even go to the one that I belong to, and I'm a life member. I don't know. I'm getting too old, I guess, though.
I understand, sir. I'm a DAV life member myself, and I belong to the post here on White Hampton 214, and I'm pulling in two now, but you ought to join.
Well, I've been a member of the same one for years and years and years, but, my dad and mom and them was real good about going to the different lodges and that, but I just never have been. It's a flaw, I guess, Leroy. Well, good to hear you, and thank you for your service, and you have a nice rest of the day.
All right, Tom, you too. Thank you for your service, too. We'll talk to you later. I'm here at the post. KE5WLO, clear.
All right, 4DKC.
Watch you, dear. I'm looking at the most beautiful Honda Accord here you ever seen. It's a real dark blue. How you doing, buddy?
Doing better yesterday and today. Shoot, a nice day out today.
I think I seen it said sport model on that one. It's really, those are so pretty. That's the only one I'd consider other than the Avalon, and they're not going to make it anymore. They'll make those ugly ones called a Crown now. Well, we just went down to the grandson's there and took him a birthday present and are headed back home for the day. And it is a magnificent day out here. I'm showing 72 degrees.
They know they stopped making the Avalon. That Crown, Honda's making something above the Accord now with the Honda name on it. I don't know what, I don't remember the model, but it's going to sell in the 40s, I think, something like that. But it's a shame Avalon was probably one of before they had the Cressida and the Corona. My mother-in-law had, I think she had a Cressida, and she loved that thing. And the ham technician for the ham radio shop in Rock Hill had a Corona, I think. And boy, that Corona, well, that was a really nice car. They were, I think a Cressida, this must have been back in the early 80s, I guess. I think Cressida back then was probably $13,000 or $14,000. It was a really expensive car, even compared to other manufacturers.
We dreamed about having one of those. They were excellent, but it was just above our pay grade. But in reading it on the website, it said the Crown had been made many, many years ago. I don't remember it. But take a look at it on the web page, and I just don't think much of it. And I don't know how good it's going to go over compared to the Avalon. But that's what they're doing. This is the last year for it, 2022. And you can't even find one now because of the chip shortage. But Honda makes the Acura, which is above the Accord, I know, Jerry.
Badge, like I said, I don't remember the Crown unless it was made, for the Japanese or European market. I don't think I've ever seen one. I just remember the Cressida and the Corona. And they use the same, they go by different model number, different model names in other countries anyway. So it's very possible Crown might have been the old same thing as the Corona, but they could have made it in Japan as well. That's a shame that Avalon's given. My sister-in-law's got one. It's a really nice car. It's one of the newer ones, though, and I don't like the newer ones. I think hers must be a 2017, 2018. I don't think I don't like the new ones as much as I did the old ones. My mother-in-law had an Avalon. It was a really nice car.
Yeah, this is a 2011, and we really like it. Jerry, the seats are leather, and they're air-conditioned and heated, but they're getting a little worn, but not bad. No more than we use it. We just got 81,000 miles on it, and so I guess we're going to keep it. But here comes a fire truck from some direction. I think that you're right. I think that was made in Japan. Yeah, there goes the Taylor's Fire Department headed to the east. And here comes another siren. Well, I guess it's another fire truck. But that must have been it, because I'm like you. I never heard of such a thing.
So in case somebody else wanted to jump in, yeah, the Accord Sport is, I looked at one of those when I bought mine's an EX. The Sport is like one grade, it's kind of between the LX and the EX. When I bought this one in 2018, and the Sport has got, it's used a little nicer, but it sits a little bit lower to the ground. It's got lower profile tires. And the interior is a little different. It's got, like a leather trim on the outside, you know, just certain spots on the, in the interior. But it was a really nice car. But it was, the tires were so low profile. I was afraid if you had a rut on them, and they actually stuck out from the tire. The wheels did. I could see damage in those, one of those things if you hit a rut or a curb or something like that. So I passed on it and just went on up to the next level, up to the EX. And the EX has got other things, too. It's got some cross traffic warnings and that sort of thing that the other ones didn't have. But otherwise, they're basically the same car. It's just a little different. The Sport, for a while there, the Sport was the only Honda, the only Accord that they made with a 6-speed manual transmission. I don't know if they still do that or not.
This has got a 6-speed in it, but they're making a lot of these transmissions, constant velocity transmissions, and I don't know much about them, but I used to work on coal feeders, and they had a variable pitch pulley in them, and that's how they got the different speeds on it. But I guess they're okay. You see a lot of them, but I don't know how reliable they are. Jerry, you might know this. I was just there, and a friend of Amy's, my daughter, come over, and he was driving a Subaru in an SUV. Real nice-looking automobile. Are they still using that boxer engine in them, or did they go to a V6?
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
I think most all of them using the boxer, they may have gone to a bigger engine for the Ascent, which is that biggest Subaru they started making about 2 or 3 years ago. But the Forester and Outback, I always use the Forester, Outback, Impreza, all the ones, other than the Ascent, I think they all still use boxer engines. Those things are really hard on batteries. I mean, they'll eat a battery up in a heartbeat because it's hard to get those. Take a lot more battery power to start those things.
Okay, I'm just pulling out of a driveway over here. Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. And I'm sore today. And a guy just pulled around the corner, pulling a sailplane glider trailer behind him. And you can tell they are that because they've got the tail sticking up where you slide the tail in it. So, anyway, yeah, I think I got a cracked rib, and it feels like it, it hurts like it. So, did that Friday morning. And just to let you know, Tom, I got an inch and three quarters of rain out of that rain on Friday. That's what I ended up getting. Over.
W210 Mobile. Yeah, Rusty, we got 0.98 inches and then another couple of hundredths after midnight, so I'd call it an inch. And It was very much needed. Well, guys, I'm going to pull in and get some push water down here in a few more blocks, so I'll let you carry on. Maybe I'll catch you after I fill the gas tank up. And good to hear you all this morning. And I don't know if you went to the urgent care yet and got that x-rayed or not, Rusty, but those things, they hurt. No, I know. Take care, guys. N4DJC and 0TR. Pick it up there, Jerry.
37, good afternoon. If I don't talk to you again, Rusty, did you fall or what happened?
Well, kind of. That's about the only way I can explain it. And see you later, Tom. And hello to you, Jerry. Now, I went out Friday morning before it started getting rain Friday afternoon, and I was looking for some bungee cords, and I went out in my storage shed, and it's an old building. It's been sitting there for probably 15 or 20 years, and a couple of years ago, it got a hole in the roof and leaked, and I patched the hole, but I guess the floor got weak behind it, and it still leaks some water. But anyway, I have one of these pop-up canopies, the square ones, 9 by 9 foot canopy, and it was packed up and it was in its nylon case and sitting in the storage building. Well, I went out there looking for these bungee cords and I didn't notice it. I stepped over to the dark area where the bungee cords might have been, and I stepped through the floor of my storage building. Well, it turned out that canopy in its case had already fallen through that floor, which created a hole. I added to it by stepping on the bad part of the wood, and when I stepped down through it, my right leg went down, and I caught the right side against the top of that canopy case and that thing, and it's all metal along there, and I took a good whack at that thing, and the doctor says I've got internal bruises for sure. They did x-rays and all yesterday morning, and the nurse practitioner that was working said she wasn't positive. She said it didn't look like it wasn't a crack, but they were going to send it on over to the radiologist to read it for sure. So it sure as heck feels like one, and it's bruised internally. That much they were sure of. And it hurts like heck, you know, there, Jerry?
Tough here. I fell at a trade show about 10 years ago, and I mean, I thought I'd broken a couple of ribs, and they said, man, I didn't even separate them. I fell hard, but I actually just fell in my arm. Probably kept me from breaking my ribs, but didn't have it. It was real painful for a couple of weeks. But, I tell you, x-rays, it takes a really good x-ray technician to tell, let's just separate it. It takes a real good x-ray technician to see if it's whether it's just a hairline fracture or any fracture, still a fracture, still broken, but it can be generate a lot of pain even if it's not broken. That's what happened to my hip. They thought I'd cracked put a fracture in my hip, and turned out it was just a bone marrow was bruised. It didn't actually fracture, but inside of it is, I call it edema. And it can be painful. And sometimes you can, as long as it's not separated or mobile, the treatment's always the same. They want to wrap you up and, keep you from moving around too much and just, do what you can do without, causing any pain. As long as it's not, as long as that rib is not, that fracture is not, compound type or, where it's not, we didn't meet or anything like that. They would have seen that on x-ray. But generally, the treatment's the same regardless of what it is, unless it's actually, displaced is the correct word, I guess.
Now, really noisy today. Well, I'll tell you what, they don't do anything for cracked ribs anymore. They used to wrap your rib cage to hold everything in place. But they say they don't do that anymore because it used to do more damage wrapping you up tight with those wraps around you. But they tell you just be careful. Don't do any heavy lifting on that side. And take pain relievers. That's what I've got. And I can take up to 1,000 milligrams of that per day. So, that's what they've got me doing now. So, anyway, it's painful. And I was working around the house, so I aggravated it a little bit more. Well, I I'd done most of the work in the house by that time, so, but I'd gotten through with that before I went out and stepped through the floor. But anyway, as I was telling Tom, I got 1 3/4 inches of rain Friday afternoon and night out of that thing. So that's what I poured out of the rain gauge yesterday morning.
Peter's down about 2 issues on my side today. You weren't noisy. I turned my power up a little bit. You weren't noisy, but the repeater's dead. Yeah, the signal's down compared to what it is. It was last night as well. Wasn't, I heard a little popping last night like it does sometimes, but I'm not hearing that today. But it does sound like it's down some. I don't know whether the wind moves something around or not, but... Anyway, well, I'm sorry you had that accident, those things. You have to be careful. Us old folks have to be careful. It's real easy to get, you know, to get banged up. It didn't take as much. We're not very resilient when we do get banged up, Rusty. But and I'm going to jump out of here and let you pay attention to what you're doing there. But I want to just say hello and hope you get to feeling better soon. I know it's going to be a while, but take care. And hopefully it's nothing worse than what they've already what they already think the diagnosis is. Like I said, I'll talk to you a little later on this afternoon. WU2T and 4DJC, clear up you, Rusty.
Okay, well, I was just about ready to pull into my driveway anyway, so I just got home. Catch you later, Jerry. N4DJC, WU2T, 73.
AC and 0TR.